Now, it was 3 years ago, you remember this, that a devastating fire tore through the historic Bristol Boatyard, Underfall Yard, one of my fave places in Bristol. It's just an incredible thing, like going and looking at the boats being built. What a place. Anyway, work to restore the site has now reached its halfway mark. Soon you're going to be able to chip in by donating a slate for the roof for the reconstructed big shed. Steve Yabsley has been to visit the yard to find out what progress has been made.
In front of us is the big shed, absolutely full of scaffolding as they do the rebuild.
This was the starting point of the fire. We've got the standing walls, but other than that, we lost everything.
The arson attack in May 2023 was a huge blow for Underfall Yard, destroying the big shed and workshops used by traditional boat builders and artisan businesses. 3 years on, director Sarah Murray is pleased with the progress being made to reopen the historic site.
We've been rebuilding, we've got the shipwrights back up and running. We're about halfway through the full rebuild project. And the one big noticeable thing will be that we're going to put doors to the front of the big shed. And that will be brilliant because it'll be a better security measure, but it'll also make it easier for members of the public to be able to see into the big shed. So these will be big proper timber doors that you can open and people can see in. This is where they're reinstating the electrical connection for the big shed. So you can see this trench here where they've already dug a channel and backfilled it. And that massive tube there is what the electrical wires will go through. So they'll fill it and then National Grid will come along and feed the cables through so that we can have electricity again.
Site foreman Stephen Sandall says the toughest job has been rebuilding Underfall Yard's largest fire loss, the big shed.
If you go into the inner courtyard, all the beams along the back, they all had to be put up, all had to be bolted to the walls, which took some doing. They're so big, they're so heavy. These are 13 and a half metres long. They weigh about half a tonne each. They're 300s by 200s, and yeah, they're heavy. All the spars on the roof are all on now. All the shoes are on now. We're just waiting for little bits and pieces to come so that we can actually start the roof, which should be Monday.
You're about halfway through now. What's going to happen for the second half?
Right, so within the next 2 weeks, the roof's going to start going on. So that'll be the rafters up, the purlins on, and then we have the sarking board. Now, the sarking board's a thin piece of board all over the roof, and that gives it its structure and that gives it its strength. Got 4,000 metres of that to put on. Every piece of wood has to have 5 coats of paint. So that's a primer, 2 undercoats, and then 2 top coats.
How do you think you'll feel when it's all finished?
Well, to be honest with you, I was thinking about that the other day. It's a once-in-a-lifetime job. So, yeah, once it's done and it's finished, then I can look back on it and go, yeah, I've done that job. Yeah, I'd be really happy with that, yeah.
Restoring Underfall Yard has not come cheap, but Sarah Murray says there's just one more bit of fundraising to do.
We're now down to our final £25,000 that we need to fundraise to be able to make these vital improvements to the buildings. So later this year, we'll be running a donate a slate programme. So people will be able to come down to Underfall Yard, sign the back of a Welsh slate tile that will actually go back onto the big shed when it's rebuilt.
And you're hoping it'll all be finished by the time the Harbour Festival comes round next year?
Absolutely. So by spring next year, we should be up and running and ready so that by next Harbour Festival, we'll be fully backing up with all of the business back into the buildings and a proper working boatyard again. It feels like we've really turned a corner by being past our halfway mark.